The next Fed chair owns Solana, Polymarket, and a dozen other crypto bets. Kevin Warsh, President Trump's nominee to lead the Federal Reserve, filed his financial disclosure on April 14th, revealing a crypto portfolio that no previous Fed chair or nominee has come close to matching. The OGE Form 278E lists holdings in Solana, Polymarket, DYDX, Polychain Capital, Blast, Optimism, Tenderly, Flashnet, DSO, and Dapper Labs, spread across venture fund structures and held through entities including DCM Investments, 10 LLC. His total disclosed net worth sits between $131 million and $209 million, dwarfing every recent Fed chair. The Senate Banking Committee will hold his confirmation hearing on April 21st. 12 crypto positions, one confirmation hearing. The filing breaks Warsh's crypto exposure into several buckets. On the protocol and network side, Solana, Blast, and Ethereum Layer 2, and Optimism, Ethereum Scaling. On the DeFi side, DYDX, a decentralized derivatives exchange. On the venture and infrastructure side, Polychain Capital, one of crypto's oldest venture firms. Tenderly, an Ethereum developer platform, Flashnet, a Bitcoin trading platform, and DSO, a blockchain-based social network. Dapper Labs, the company behind NBA Top Shot, rounds out the NFT exposure. Polymarket, the prediction market that became a cultural flashpoint during the 2024 election, sits in the same AVGF2 fund vehicle as SpaceX. These are not passive index positions. Warsh's portfolio reads like a handpicked survey of crypto infrastructure, from layer ones to developer tooling to on-chain social. The range suggests deliberate allocation by someone who has been paying attention to the sector for years, not a late-stage bandwagon entry. The money behind the positions, two line items in the filing account for the bulk of Warsh's wealth. His positions in Juggernaut Fund LP, tied to his advisory work with the Duquesne Family Office, Stanley Druckenmiller's firm, are each listed above $50 million. He earned $10.2 million in consulting fees from Duquesne. A separate entity, THSDFS LLC Series 65, holds between $250,000 and $500,000. His wife, Jane Lauder, is part of the Estee Lauder family, though the filing does not detail her separate holdings. Combined, the couple's disclosed assets reach approximately $192 million, with the actual figure potentially higher given the wide valuation bands used in government disclosure forms. For context, Jerome Powell's net worth was estimated at $50 million to $80 million when he took office. Janet Yellen disclosed roughly $20 million. Ben Bernanke's was under $5 million. Warsh's wealth is in a different category entirely, what he has to sell. An ethics agreement dated April 10th requires Warsh to divest his positions in DCM Investments, 10 LLC, which holds the Polymarket, SpaceX, and other venture stakes, the Juggernaut Fund, and THSDFS LLC before assuming the chair or within the post-confirmation window specified by the Office of Government Ethics. The practical question is timing. Venture fund positions are illiquid. Selling a stake in Polychain or Polymarket is not like dumping a publicly traded stock. Secondary markets for venture fund interests exist, but at discounts and with delays. If confirmation proceeds on schedule, Warsh would need to begin the divestiture process almost immediately. The filing does not specify whether the Solana, Optimism, and Blast positions are direct token holdings or equity stakes in the entities behind those protocols. That distinction matters. Divesting tokens is a market transaction that can be executed in minutes, while divesting venture equity in a protocol's parent company could take months. A Fed chair who watched Bitcoin. Like a yield curve, Warsh's crypto engagement is not new. He invested in Basis, the algorithmic stablecoin project, in 2018. He advised Bitwise Asset Management and Electric Capital. In a 2025 Hoover Institution interview, he said, "Bitcoin does not make me nervous," and described it as an important asset that can help inform policymakers when doing things right and wrong. Michael Saylor has predicted Warsh could become the first pro-Bitcoin Fed chair. The disclosure adds material evidence to that framing, though Warsh's own public comments are more measured. He has compared Bitcoin to gold as a store of value, while consistently stating it cannot substitute for the dollar. The distinction between owning crypto assets and being pro-crypto as a policymaker is one the Senate will probe on April 24. A Fed chair sets interest rates, supervises banks, and shapes the regulatory environment for financial institutions. Warsh's portfolio creates obvious conflict of interest questions. How does a man who owns Solana and DYDX make decisions about whether banks can custody crypto or whether DeFi protocols need Fed oversight? What the Senate will ask? The confirmation hearing will likely focus on three areas. First, the divestiture timeline. Can Warsh credibly separate himself from illiquid venture positions before making policy? Second, his views on stablecoin regulation, given that the Clarity Act and Genius Act are both moving through Congress. Third, whether his crypto exposure disqualifies him from participating in decisions about digital asset supervision at regulated institutions. Bitcoin was trading at $74,128 as of April 15, 2026, down 0.6% over 24 hours. ETH sat at $2,323, off 2.6%. The Fear and Greed Index read 52 neutral. Markets have not reacted to the disclosure, likely because Warsh's crypto sympathies were already priced in after his nomination in January. The new information is the depth and breadth of his positions, not their existence.